Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Andrew Toms, the Executive Director of Sitka Conservation Society, here to talk about an upcoming delicious event this weekend, the Wild Foods Potluck. Thanks for coming in this morning, Andrew.
Thank you, Erin. Good morning.
So this is definitely the time of year where we were just talking before we went on air, like deer hunting season's full swing. People are going out and really enjoying the wonders of living here in Southeast Alaska, in Sitka, of all the good things that are outside and helping to support the way we live. The Wild Foods Potluck is a great way to share that with others. So for the Wild Foods Potluck, what are we hoping for people to bring in? Is this going to be a requirement of like everything has to be wild from outside, or any way that you experience and interact with the world?
Yeah, the Sitka Conservation Society has hosted a Wild Foods Potluck for decades now, every year. And it's a potluck, and we ask people to bring a dish that they've have ingredients that they've hunted, harvested, caught, gathered, or grown in their garden. And at least one ingredient from there, and that they want to share with others and celebrate the bounty of the natural environment around us and how that helps us live here as part of this natural world, and continue the traditions from long ago of depending and using and relying on this spectacular environment that we're surrounded by.
So why is it that the Sitka Conservation Society decided that this would be a good event for them to do, to have this focus on bringing the delicious parts of where we live into a place to share?
I think because it's our closest connection to the natural environment. You know, you look out your window and you see the mountains and the ocean and the forest, but really what you eat connects you so much with the natural world. And here in Southeast Alaska, there's traditions going back 10,000 years of culinary traditions of what we take and use from the natural environment, how we use and depend on this place, and how we share it with our families, with other community members. And the Wild Foods Potluck is really the celebration of all of that and bringing people together in the community to celebrate the natural world around us, what a great place this is as a community, and get to know each other and come together, especially in this time of the year where it's getting darker,
right?
And things are slowing down, and it's a good time to pause, make a dish, share it, and get to know your community members.
Yeah, especially after this weekend with daylight savings time of like, wow, the dark is coming early. So to have something, yeah, always having something to look forward to is a great thing to do. And I like what you said, that we know we're in a beautiful place. We can look out our window and see the amazing surroundings that we get to live in. But to actually go out and harvest, be it berries or mushrooms or salmon or deer, and then to prepare it, to make it, it's a much more intimate way to really appreciate where you are, and to make something for others too is a great way not only to appreciate the natural world, but the human community that we're a part of as well.
Absolutely.
So for bringing in foods, you're saying just something that you've gathered or grown, or doesn't have to be 100% something from the outside world that you're bringing in, just anything that you find inspiring and like to share, anything specific of, you know, we need X number of main dishes versus desserts or anything? Or is there any requirements like that?
Whatever people want to bring and that they want to share. You know, we have a lot of people come out for it. So we're going to be hosting and making some salmon and some other dishes that we'll have from Sitka Conservation Society to contribute that are a little bit more bulk dishes. And, you know, people have their recipes that they bring to potlucks, or their family recipes, or their hybrid recipes that bring together different cultural components and add ingredients from here in Sitka. So whatever people want to share.
Awesome.
And the doors open at 5 on Sunday at Centennial Hall. And so bring your dish in, and we'll ask you to label it and let people know what it is. And then we'll put it out on a buffet at Centennial Hall and start eating when everybody gets in and we have everything put together.
Awesome. So dinner setup is at 5 p.m. When should folks expect to actually be able to tuck into all that good stuff?
So we'll put the food out, and then everybody can take their seats. And I think we'll start eating probably about 5:45, 5:30. And we'll have a program of activities and share some of the work of the Sitka Conservation Society. We'll share some videos and some photos of our work and some of the policies and issues that we're working on. And the event generally is between 5 and 8 in the evening.
Awesome. And it's hosted by the Sitka Conservation Society, but it is by no means limited to members of the Conservation Society.
Open to the community for everybody to learn about Sitka Conservation Society, learn about some of the issues that we work on, and meet other people who are interested in those issues. And we have our annual report calendar that's out right now, and members can come in and pick that up at the annual meeting. Also, we're going to have some drawings for some beautiful artwork that we have and some other prizes. So anyone who makes a donation to the Conservation Society or becomes a member or renews their membership between now and the Wild Foods Potluck gets entered into that drawing. And we've got some Eric Beeler art and some other great prizes that will be given away as door prizes.
Awesome. So, yeah, a great way to, yeah, not only help out and support an organization that helps to make sure we can continue to harvest these wild foods and share it with our community. It's nice to get some fun prizes as well. It's positive on both areas. So for the kind of business side of things, you're saying it's showing photos and videos and stuff of the year. Folks don't have to worry about going and sitting through a PowerPoint presentation.
No spreadsheets
or anything.
No spreadsheets, no boring PowerPoints. We're going to keep it entertaining and get stuff out in front of people that they're interested in that's going on in their community. And, you know, here in Sitka, one of the things that we have as a community is that we're all here and live very closely with the natural environment. You know, I think that 98% of the people, according to stats, eat some form of protein that they get from the natural world. And the Sitka Conservation Society represents that culture and way of life here in Sitka, and we work to protect the natural environment so we can continue to use and depend on it and take these resources so that we can fill our freezers with salmon and fish and have deer that we use and have places where we can go out where the natural environment is giving us this bounty that it provides us.
Mm-hmm. So when you are getting ready for the Wild Foods Potluck, is there anything, any particular subsistence food or something that you grow that you're usually excited to share with people? Is there anything like a standard wild food that you like to share with folks?
Yeah, I like to make dishes with venison and make up some kind of like hybrid venison with Spanish recipes. So deer from Sitka made in a Spanish recipe that I've learned when I was in Spain from my wife or her family, and kind of make a hybrid of this place and other places where I've been, and figure out what I can do, what kind of culinary magic I can try to make.
Yeah, it is kind of fun to see, like, take an Alaskan spin on things. Probably doesn't sound nearly as appealing, but I've done a similar thing with some friends of mine doing basically an Alaskan haggis. So instead of sheep, we use venison, which I gotta imagine it's more appealing. I will not be bringing haggis to the Wild Foods Potluck. I'm thinking your Spanish dishes with venison sound a little more appealing, but it's fun to show your creativity, and especially at this time of year, like you're saying, it's getting darker. Things are turning a little more inward. People are less running out and run around doing all this summer crazy things. So it's nice to have that creative outlet and creative connections to make with our community members and the things we're doing.
Yes.
Well, awesome. So Wild Foods Potluck coming up this Sunday, November 10th, 5 p.m. is when you can bring your dish to share at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Hopefully by 5:30 or so, we'll be able to tuck in. And it's going to be hanging out with community members sharing the delectable parts of the world around us.
Yes.
Excellent. And if people want more information or would like to renew their membership beforehand, is it going to sitkawild.org the best place for people to go?
Yeah, they can go to our website, www.sitkawild.org. They can come down to our office at 201 Lincoln Street above Old Harbor Books, or give us a call at 907-747-7509.
Awesome. Well, Andrew Tomes, Executive Director for Sitka Conservation Society, thanks for coming in for some delicious activities to look forward to this weekend. And yeah, thanks again for the work you guys do.
Thanks, Aaron.